Be'ezrat Hashem we begin paragraph V, the fourth chapter in the Rambam Hilchos Beis Hamikdash, the laws of coming into the Beis Hamikdash in the Seif Avodah, which are continuing the theme of the previous parakim regarding that of Tuma, specifically regarding a Tuma person doing the Avodah in the Beis Hamikdash. As Rambam begins Halacha Aleph, Tuma Ish Avod B'Mikdash, but Tuma person does the Avodah in the Beis Hamikdash, Chilul Avodasi has desecrated his service, V'chayv Misa B'di Shemayim, Avodasi is liable for death at the hand of heaven for having done this service. And Avapish Le'Shashim, although he didn't even tarry, he didn't even delay as he was doing it, we're in contrast to what we said in the end of the previous parak. Shlomo says in the pasuk of Yikra, the Yinazru Mikotcha B'nei Yisrael, that they should separate from the sanctification of the Jewish people, V'loi Chal Hashem Kotcha, they should not desecrate my holy name, Harizaz Har, Lo'evi B'tumah. That's a warning for someone to do it in the state of Tumah. You have to be separated. You cannot be in the state of Tumah when you're doing the Avodah, or else it's going to be Mechal, the holy name of Hashem. Now, L'halon, later on, it says there, by Truma, who Omer, the pasuk says, U'meisubay, that he's going to die, Ki Yichalalu, because he desecrated. So, machilo amasham, just like over there by chil by truma. We know that Allah is chayv misa b'dei shemayim liable for death at the hands of heaven. Safkan. Also over here when it talks about b'loi chal v'shem kachi, it's misa b'dei shemayim, it's death at the hands of heaven. V'cholav shechayim alav misa b'dei shemayim, and any negative prohibition that has a punishment that's a liability of death at the hands of heaven, which is through Hashem's natural divine ways. Like in love, we get here in the human courts, in the bezdin, they give him lashes for the violation that he committed. Although we said if he does avoid in the state of tumah, in a chay bevezne el malchus, we said the liability really in the courts is only the lashes. However, echav kahanim, his fellow kahanim, regarding this one who did avoid in the state of tumah, lohay mevinas lebezne. Actually, they wouldn't bring him to court. Elamitzinas lechutz, they would take him out back. Ufoitzin as meicha, they would crack his skull open. The imam achan lemekacha, no one even protested, and reason because since he is chay misa b'shemayim, they took the law into their own hands and punished him that way. Now, halacha gimel, Ram clarifies, he says, v'heich efshel l'avid, how is it possible, like I said before, to do the avodah v'leyisha and not to be delaying? Actually, it's chayiv karis that you won't be chayiv karis because if one delays, that itself is liable to karis in the state of tumah. And you tell me that he's not delaying, so therefore, el misav de'shemayim, but the only thing he's be chayiv is misav de'shemayim because he did the avodah in the state of tumah and he didn't delay. How is it possible to do avodah without delaying? For example, if he became tummy in the courtyard, because if he became tummy out of the courtyard, at the moment he comes in, he's chayv karas. So he became tummy in the azara. Second of all, and we're talking about he's leaving in the shortest way out, because it was the longest way out, like we said in the previous parak. Even if he didn't delay, he'd be chayv karas. And so, therefore, now on his way out, he had a fork in his hand, and he turned over one of the limbs that were burning on the fire in the mizbeach, and he made it, by turning it over, he made it that it's going to get consumed quicker, because anything that makes something closer to its service is like the service itself, and therefore he was able to do that avodah without delaying, and there the mizbeach would only be the shemayim, and not be that of course, because he didn't delay in regards to his tumah in the Beis Hamikdash. Halacha Dalet. So too, if a tummy person that immersed himself, and he did the avodah before he had sundown, his service will be invalid. And at the hands of heaven, like it says in the pasuk, that they should not desecrate the name of their God. From the tradition they learned, what's this pasuk telling us that we didn't know? It's a prohibition for even if he immersed himself that day that he did the avodah, because he's still considered as tummy. Because the pasuk says, when the sun sets, then the person can be tar. The inference is that even if he immersed himself, he didn't have sundown, he's not tar yet. Now, but in contrast, if someone is lacking atonement, where it's a type of atonement where not only you have to table and have sundown, the next day you have to bring a certain carbon and you're done. So though, yes, there also the service is invalid and he has desecrated the avodah, here is a potter, he, however, is going to be exempt from the misa v'dei shemayim for having done his avodah as a mechutz kippurim. Now, halacha, hey, how do you know that mechutz kippurim, his avodah is invalid? Shlomik says in the pasuk, because it says that the kohen is going to bring the atonement for the woman who gave birth and she's going to become tar. Obviously, that even though she already tabled and had sundown, but if she didn't have the karbanos brought for her, the her purification has not yet been concluded. So therefore, you see that it would still be a problem about tumah. And v'huadin l'cham mechusik kippurim, same thing is regarding all those which are lacking in tumah, like zav and the mitzayra, that would have this halacha of being mechal d'avodah. Now, halacha vav, the Rambam qualifies, what happens if, let's say, you didn't know as the avodah was done that it was tumah, you only find out about it later on. So, kohen she'avad, the kohen does the avodah, v'achkech noida shayi tumah, and then only subsequently does he find out that it was tumah. So, imi tumah yedua, if it's a known tumah, meaning, even if only one person in the world knew that there was such a tumah, so kol kabanah shehikrev psulim, so all the sacrifices that he brought are invalid, shayi v'dasechulim, because his service was mundane, was desecrated because he was tumah. Now, the mitumas ha-tahoyim, but if let's say it's what's called the tumah of the depth, which is no one ever in the world ever recognized this tumah, then that tzitz meratza, but that type of tumah, which we find out subsequently, the tzitz, which is the forehead plate that the Kohen Gadol would wear, appeases for that. And then v'chala kabbanah shekab nirtza, so all the kabbanahs that he had brought are accepted. And actually, v'chala neitle shutamei kaid mishiz ha-gadam. Even if he finds out that he's tummy before the blood is sprayed from the carbon that they're bringing, bizarre, and he sprays it, here it's going to be accepted. Because the forehead plate of the Kohen Gadol atones for the tumah of tahayim, meaning a tumah that no one ever knew about, that he became tummy through that. Even if he's deliberate that he's doing it in spite of that. Rabbi Anna, tumah satayim ben naziris, already explained what is the tumah of tahayim in the halachas of naziris, and also in the fourth paragraph of the Korban Pesach halacha base. Halacha Zandram continues regarding this idea that the tzitz is meratza. V'chena tzitz meratza, so too the forehead plate is atones, is appeases, al tumas dvarm hakreven, for the tumah of things that are sacrificed, meaning like the blood and the fistful of the menachas and the emurim, the sacrificial parts of karbanas. Shemek says the pasuk in Shemayis, v'hoya metzach Aaron, it should be the tzitz on the forehead of Aaron, the Kohen Gadol, but nasa Aaron is sabayin ha-kadoshim, and Aaron carries the sins of the kadoshim, which is telling us the holy things which are sacrificed. That the tzitz will be meratza for that tumah. But it will not appease for the tumah of the things that are eaten. Let's say the meat of the carbon or the leftovers, the shi'arim of the mincha. That's not going to be acceptable with the tzitz being meratzit. And so too, tumas ha'adam, shenitma b'tumah yidua. So too, if a person became tummy with a known source of tumah, it's not going to be appeased with the tzitz. Elam kin haysa tumah ha'duchui b'tiba, unless if we're talking about a tumah that gets pushed away when it's done in public, there shall tzitz meratzit, there the tzitz is going to be meratzit, because since the ruling is that we don't hold that it's hutra, it's not totally permitted, it's just dechuya, it's just overridden, you need the tzitz to be meratza, and in combination with the fact that we hold tuma is dechuya betzibur, when it's done in public, that everyone is tummy, that we're allowed to do it in the state of tuma, the tzitz is what's helping that create that ritzu. Even though it's, again, for a tuma yidua. Halacha ches, now, ve'ena tzitz meratza, this that the tzitz creates a ritzu, that it appeases, for the tumah is el bezmacho al mitzchah. It's only when it's on the forehead of the Kohen Gadol. Shlomo says in the pasuk, "V'hoya mitzchah tamed." It should always be on his forehead. L'ratzon lam l'pnei Hashem, to create an appeasement for them in front of Hashem. We see it's only when it's on his forehead. Now, halacha test continues on this idea regarding the halacha of tumah dechuya. This that tumah is overridden regarding when there's a tumah that's betzibur. As Ram says, called carbon she'ein kavu leizman. Any carbon that does not have a set time, ein adeichad, does not override loyis Shabbos, not to be done on Shabbos, loyis tumah, and not when there's a state of tumah. Which both of them, you know, do malach on Shabbos, you know, do avoid in the state of tumah. Because shem le'yakav ayayim, because if you're not bringing today, meaning Shabbos or when there's tumah, which you're not supposed to, yikav le'mocha, or le'mocha le'mocha, you bring it tomorrow, or the day after tomorrow, because it doesn't have a set time. But v'chol carbon shekabul lizman, any carbon that has a set time, bein carbon tzibur, bein carbon yach, whether it's the carbon of the tzibur, which there's many of those, the tmid and misaf, and they have certain days this was to be brought, or even an individual's carbon, specifically like the chavita kohen gadol, or the par kohen gadol yom kippurim, that would override Shabbos and override tumah. Now, we like call it tumah or deich, but it's not all tumahs that overrides. El tumahs emes lavad. It's only when there's a tumah from a dead person. Those tumahs is what we say is tumahs dechuy betzibur. We override it when it comes to a carbon that has a set time. Now, halacha yud called karbanai satzibur. All the karbanas of a tzibur, meaning those that come from the trumas alishka, excepting that of parhelm davish alzibur, sierra by the zarg, where although the karbanas of tzibur, they don't come from the trumas alishka, and therefore they don't have a set time, and actually they wouldn't have this halacha. But all of the karbanas of tzibur, kabu isman, they have a set time. The figure, therefore, kul and deich and this is Shabbos, whereas tumas ames, they all override the fact that it's Shabbos, you're allowed to bring karbanas in Shabbos, and so too, even if there's tumah from a dead person, you're allowed to bring those karbanas. Now, halacha yidalf, chol karban mehem shakar betumah. Now, all those karbanas that we said that, okay, you'll bring them even in the state of tumah, but ain't a nechel, then the leftovers are not eaten. Ela, maktir mehem dvam harun laktar. Rather, what you do is you burn those parts which are fit to be burnt, which the whole purpose of these karbanas really are primarily to be brought as a sacrifice, as being burnt on the mizbeach. Vashahara lachila nisraf, but the rest that's fit to be eaten by the kahanim and the owners, they're burnt. Kashar kashim shenitmo, like all other karbanas that became tumah. Now, halacha yud beis ketzad deiches tumah. How is this halacha that we say that it overrides tumah? So higi is manesh lois a carbon. Let's say the time for that carbon, which we said it has a set time to bring that carbon. But you roiv hakol shemakriven aysin. Now, most of the assembly that are bringing this carbon are tamei lames. They're tumah from a dead person. Or shoya kol tumah. Let's say even the Jewish people were tar. But v'hoya kahanim amakriven tamei lames. But the kahanim, who they're the ones who do that baida, they're the ones that are tumah from a dead person. Or shoya elav elav tumah. Or even if both the Israelim, all the Jewish people and the kahanim are both tar. But v'hoya klei hasharis tamei lames. But all the utensils that they use in that void in the Beis Hamikdash, they're all tumah from a dead person. In those situations, when it comes to the karbanos, as I said, time, you'll do it in a state of tumah. And all those are tameh, and all those Torah are going to do the avodah together. They come to kul mazar, and they all come together into the courtyard, and you'll do it in the state of tumah. Now, again, that's only regarding tumas mess. But those who are tameh from a different tumah, could go in zav and bezav, v'nidus v'yaldus. Those who are zav and zav, which are the male and female type of the genital excretions, or v'nidus a menstruating woman, v'yaldus a woman that gave birth, or tameh sheretz, and those who are tameh from a sheretz in the veil or from a dead animal, kidsmen, and things like that. Oh, that's not from a dead person. Lo yisasku, they cannot be engaged. But lo yikonsul azar, and that avoid, and they cannot enter into that azar. Even though everyone's doing a state of tumah anyways, and they're also tumah. No, they're not included. It's only for tumas mess. Vim avru. Now, if they violate the asu and they did that by the nichnus lazar and they came into the azara, chayav and karsal abiyya, they're liable for karsal coming into the azara. Umisal avayda, and liable for mizvei shemayim for the avayda. Shlein nitchas, ilo tumas mes bavad. Like we said, it only gets overridden for the tumah mess itself, not for all these other tumas. Now, however, halacha yud gimel, Pesach Shabbat B'tumah, regarding Karban Pesach that's brought in the state of Tumah, which we allow it when the Tzibra are Tumah, the Dachakur Tumah Meis V'nechnas L'Heichal, now, not only are the ones who are Tumah from a dead person doing that, but they actually push their way in and they enter into the Heichal, P'turin, they're exempt for the liability. Af Pish L'Hutra El-Azhar, although really they're only permitted to come into the courtyard, where that's where they have to do the Avodah, and the reason why they're potter for coming to the Heichel in the state of Tumah is Hoyle in and the Karban, because I cannot recite regarding them, and it says in Bamidbar, El Mechutz L'Machna Teshalchem, that you have to send them out of the Machna, because you don't have to send them out of the Machna. They could be here in the Azar, which is in the Machna Shechina. So although really they have no right to go into the Heichel itself, but since it's not included in El Mechutz L'Machna Teshalchem, so therefore they're going to be exempt from the liability from coming into the Heichel. Now let's say how you mix this base of tamim. Let's say some of the family of the Khan that do that way that specific day in the base of Mikdash, they're tamim. But in excess in terms, some of them are tar. So Avpish should do tamim Meis Sizram, although the majority of them are tamim from a dead person, they agree all the time. So why would we do that way in the state of tamim, which only dechuya, only over, and it's not hutra, it's not totally permitted. It's not like itchila. So yeah, those who are tar are going to do that way. Let's say how you call base of tamim. Let's say that whole family does a way of a Khan on that day are tamim from a dead person, which we generally say, oh, dechuya. No, says Ram, you bring those from another family from that mishma of that week, because again, tum is dechuy b'tzibur, and whatever you could try to do in the state of tara, you try to do it. Let's say he's a kol mishma to meis. Let's say the whole week was tummy from a dead person of all that mishma of the kanim. So machzirin al mishma achers, go to a different mishma from a different week. Now, im hayu reiv kahanim nechnasim from Yerushalayim, but if let's say most of the kahanim that have gathered over within Yerushalayim, bismana kavua, and that said time are in the majority of tameim. Then Yasar Tumah again, then the majority already are Tumah, and then we say the Allah of Tumah Tuchoy B'tzibur, that since it's regarding that of a carbon has a set time, which we say B'tzibur, because that most of those B'tzibur have a set time, you're doing the state of Tumah. Now Allah Tazvad Ram clarifies what we were mentioning. If this is this family's time to do it, why do you try to go get Tahar Ka'anim from another family from a different day? The reason is because the Tumah of Tumas Mess was not totally permitted carte blanche when it's done for the public. No, the prohibition applies. You're not supposed to do it in the state of Tumah. It's only overridden because of the pressing situation. But you don't push away anything that can be pushed away, only when it's not possible. And therefore, said Ram, that's why we also said we needed a tzitz to be meratze. Even when you have the halach of tumah dechuya, you still need to activate the ritz of the tzitz, because again, it's only b'dieved, it's only that of a, because it's not possible any other way, which is called tumah dechuya b'tzibra. Now, look at the zayin. Now, minayin shel tumas mes dechuya b'tzibra. Where do we get this idea from? That we're saying, all other tumas, we say, no, you don't override it, even in the tzibra. Why? How do we know that Tumas Mess is different than all of the Tumas? That, yeah, it will at least be overridden when it comes to the Tzibur. Because Shneimet says in the Pasuk regarding the Karban Pesach, the people that were Tumim from coming in contact with a dead person, oh, that they didn't do the Karban Pesach Rishon, they did it by Pesach Sheni, they got pushed off. But what they learned from tradition was, because since they were individual people, they get pushed up to the second Pesach if they were Tameh. But if the whole Tzibur, the whole Jewish people were Tameh Meis, then they would not be pushed off. Rather, the Tumah would be pushed off. They would be able to bring the Karban Pesach instead of Tumah. And that's what we learn out. Any Karban has a set time, like the Karban Pesach, which has to be in the 14th of Nisan, would also override Tumah if the Tzibur would be Tameh. And actually, Halach Yitzan says, Ram Mareha Davim, Mefersh B'Ksuvim, really this idea is explicit in the words of the writings, in the Ksuvim, where that a carbon that has a set time is Deicha Tumah. Shanem Hashem, like it says over there in the Pasuk, Dibri Yom and Beis, it says, Ki Rabbis Ba'Kol, Asher Lo Hizkadosh, there were many in the assembly that were not sanctified. and you had Valavim, Ashkitis, Apsachim, you had Levim in charge of those who were slaughtering the Karban Pesach, L'chol Loi Tar, for all those who were not Tar, L'haktosh L'Hashem, to sanctify to Hashem, Kimar Besam, because there were many of the people, Rabbis Mephraim, Menashe, Yisachar, Zvul, many from the tribes of Ephraim, Menashe, Yisachar, Zvul, Loi Tahar, they weren't pure. And the Pasuk says, they be Yishach Tah Pasuk, that they brought the Karban Pesach. Obviously, that they did in the state of Tumah. Now, but then the Rambam clarifies, he said, Umar says Shanem, but then why does it say by the end of the Pasuk, Ki achlu es ha-pesach b'loi kakosav, that they ate the Karban Pesach not as it was written in the Torah. Sounds like they did something wrong, but aren't you learning up from here that it's something right, that you're allowed to do it in the state of Tumah, because Tumah is duchui b'tzibur? Says the Rambam, no, it's Menesha Ibru Esa Hashanem Ne'at Tumah, it's a different problem that they did that was b'loi kakosav, is that they made the year into a leap year, because there were those who were Tumah that weren't going to be able to bring it, so they wanted to push off the date to another month later, that you have another month till you get to Pesach, because you're going to have Adar Sheni, because of people that tell me, that was what they did wrong. That was B'lai Kukasav. Shlomo says over there in the Pasuk, V'yivatz ha-melech v'sarv, that the king and all his ministers, they took counsel of Chalakal B'Yushalayim, and all they assembled in Yerushalayim, lasas ha-Pesach v'chedesh ha-Sheni, to make the Karban Pesach in the second month, meaning that it shouldn't be the first month of the year. In Nisan, you'll push off that the first month will be a month later. Because they couldn't do it at that time. Because there weren't enough Kahan who were sanctified, they were in a state of purity. But says Rambam, Rabbi Anan, but Kiddush HaChodesh, we explained this in the laws of Kiddush HaChodesh in Perkdal Lachavav, that we don't make the year into a leap year to add another month because of the state of Tumah, and that was what they did wrong. And actually, Alach Yitches says Rambam, it actually was another mistake that we're saying B'loi Kakasa that was done that year. She'ibah Chizkiyah Melech HaShana, this the Chizkiyah Melech made into a leap year, adding on Adar Sheni, that he did that B'yom Shleshim Shal Adar. It was on the 30th day of Adar, which ultimately became Adar Rishon, Shiro Lis Rosh Chodesh Nisan, which that 30th day of the month is already fit to be Rosh Chodesh Nisan, because the month could be 29 days or 30 days. So that 30th day really could have been the first day of Nisan, V'asa Isa Chodesh Adar Sheni, and instead he made that month, in the coming month, into the second Adar. On that, that the sages did not agree to him. Because she'im abim yemzei, you cannot make the year into leap year on that day. Like we explained the laws of Kiddush HaChodesh over there in Perek Da Halacha Yud Dalet, and because it already could be the next month of Nisan already. It's because of these two things that we mentioned that he did not according to the halacha. That's why it says ki achlas pesach b'leik because of the etikam pesach, not as it was written. But regarding this, that we said that it was in state of Tumah, that was appropriate. And that's what we're learning out from it. And the Bikash Rachmim al Asmim al Chacham, and he requested mercy for himself and for the sages, Sheskim al Maisav, who they agreed to what he did, that he made into a leap year. Shalem, like he says in the Pasuk, with the Kispali Chizkiyah, Leim Lema, that Chizkiyah davened on them, saying, Hashem Atay Bechaperbad, that the good Hashem will atone for this. But then, like it says over there in the Pasuk, Vishma Hashem Chizkiyah, that Hashem heard the Chizkiyah, the Yepesam, and he healed the people, meaning Shenitzah Kaban, that he accepted their Kabanas, in spite of the fact that what he did was not appropriate.